Folks, let's get to Bernard Noble.
Okay. So we're going to start to get to Hashem, the second Mishnah in Sochem. Second Mishnah in Sochem is Tavyud on the base. It's obviously connected with the first Mishnah, because that's why it's the second Mishnah. What we've been discussing in the last few months, close to a year, was the Indian of Bdikas Chometz. The Chiyuv of Bdikas Chometz, that we have a Chiyuv to check for Chometz, to make sure we're not everybody roi. That's how Rashi wrote in that day. And Tosafot says, the reason why we check for Chometz is so that we should be not come to eat it. Those are the two reasons why we check for Chometz. Either we shouldn't be over on the Isra Bani Roi, or so that we shouldn't come to eat it. That was the Machlokes Rashi Tosafot, which we had at the beginning of the Sefer. Now the Mishnah now, the Yud, is discussing when to do Bdikas Chometz. Obviously we know already it's to do Bdikas Chometz in the night time, but what happens if somebody missed the night? If somebody didn't do in the night, when do you do it again? And when's the latest to do Bdikas Chometz? And how many times do you have to do Bdikas Chometz? Maybe you have to do Bdikas Chometz more than once. So that's the mission of Daf Yudam and Beis. Obviously, we're not going to learn it through together right now, because first we have to prepare it. But it's a little bit of a taster. We'll read the mission together, and then I'll point out some points, and then we start going. Yud Oimer, says the mission. Yud Oimer, Yud Amad Beis, by the mission. Yud Oimer, both Kiyan Oryo Dalid, you check the night of the 14th, as like we all do. Ubi Yud Dalid Shachis. And in the morning on Erev Pesach, Obishas Avira, and also on the time of burning Chometz, which is in the sixth hour. So, simple reading of the Mishnah sounds like a good thing. You have to check three times. Check in the night, check in the morning, and check once again with Man Bir. And the Gemara is going to discuss this, whether you do have to check three times, whether that is what a good means. That's going to be a discussion in the Gemara. The Chachamim Oymim, the Chachamim say, Lo Yibodak Er Yudalid, if you didn't check on the night of the 14th, Yivdak Be Yudalid, you should check on the 14th. Lo Yibodak Be Yudalid, if you didn't check on the 14th, Yivdak Be Seich HaMoyed, you should check in the Moed. Lo Yibodak Be Seich HaMoyed, if you didn't check Be Seich HaMoyed, Yivdak La'acha HaMoyed, you check after the Moed. This line of the Chachamim is a very cryptic line. Very, very cryptic line. And this is where all the Rishonim discuss what exactly is Shittas Chachamim. What are the Chachamim coming to say? The Gemara says quite clearly, he specified clearly what he holds. The night, the morning, and the time of Veil, 6 hours. Those three times are clearly delineated, clear times. But the Chachamim don't say that. Don't say it so clearly. If you didn't check in the night, so you check on the 14th. When on the 14th? The whole day? The beginning of the day? Doesn't say. Lo yibodak b'yudalid. If you didn't check on the 14th, yibdak b'seich ha-moyed. So what does moyed mean? Very simple. It means Yom Tov. So you should check b'seich ha-moyed. And if you didn't check b'seich ha-moyed, Yivdak Acha HaMoyed. So if we're going to translate it literally, it means if you didn't check on the 14th, you check on Yom Tov. If you didn't check on Yom Tov, you check after Yom Tov. Is that a big chiddush? After Yom Tov, what's the point of checking?
Is that HaMoyed?
No, after Yom Tov. If we're going to translate it like that, it means after Yom Tov means after Yom Tov. It means now. Well, what's the point of checking now? You have to have comments now. So that's something which we'll have to look in Rashi here. Rashi is completely different shot to what I just now said. Not one of the times that I said is like what Rashi said. Not Yud Dalid, not Seich HaMoed, not Ach HaMoed. None of the times is like I just explained. We have to understand why Rashi doesn't learn like the Pasuk Shat. Why is Rashi saying different shot? Normally Rashi goes with the Pasuk. So why is Rashi not saying the Pasuk Shat? The Pasuk Shat is, like we explained, on the 14th, on Pesach, after Pesach. So there's Rashi's we have to learn. And then there's a Tosafot here. The last Tosafot on the page discusses why Rashi didn't say like the Pasuk Shat. So, As I explained, we have to learn the Mishnah, we just did, to go over it. So then Rashi, and think what Rashi is saying. There's a few chiddushim in Rashi. Think what Rashi is saying. And then you have to see tasis as well. The last tasis on the page, when Loi Balak was Sechamayid, last tasis on the page. Mishnah finishes off, Omash Meshayer, Yenichela Betina. What you find during the biggest summit, you should place it in a hidden location. Kedei shelo yehei tzarech v'dika afal, so they shouldn't need to do v'dika afterwards. This is like, we learned it last month, that if somebody leaves comments lying around, then a mouse comes and takes that food in front of you, then you have to do a new whole search, a whole new search. And therefore, says the Mishnah, make sure you put the chametz in a hidden location. There shouldn't be any concern about having to do another bedikah afterwards. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Rashi Tosfos, we spoke about it. I haven't seen Rashi inside, so it's inside that we spoke about it. And when we have to go in the Gemara, we have to go from my timer until second last line of me Gaza. From my time until the second last line of the Omud, will meet God. This Gemara, in the section of the Gemara, is explaining what exactly is Shittas Reb Yudah. What is Shittas Reb Yudah? Does Reb Yudah only have to do it three times? Does Reb Yudah only have to do it just once? What is Shittas Reb Yudah? Oh, that's the Adrocha, what we have to do in order to get going. As I just pointed out, in the Kuda, Reb Yudah said you have to do it three times. That's what the Hamman of the Gemara is. Reb Yudah said you have to do it three times. You have to do it in the night, in the morning, and at the time of beer. What are these three times? Why these three times? The night of Bdikas Chametz we already learned, this is when everyone's at home. Everyone's at home, it's a good time to do Bdikas Chametz. Why should one have to do it early morning? Why should one have to do it then? And if you know, okay, we'll see the Maskanas of the Gemara. What's so special about the morning? Bang the early morning. So, they sure extend it to the Zizim, Makdim, and the Mitzvahs. There's a Din, and one should try and do Mitzvahs as soon as they can. Get a chance, off you go. You're into it. Therefore, says the Buddha, if you do it in the night time, you do it in the morning, early morning, because it's Zizim, Makdim, and then you do it again when you do Bir Chometz. You do another Bikis Chometz. Okay, that's the idea of the Pinishah. Okay, so just as a sikkum, because there's one more thing I want to tell you to do, just as a sikkum, just so you have it clear, we have the mission to do Rashi and Tosfos, right? Now, at the back of the Gemara, there's a Pirush of the Ran. And the Ran also is important to learn. Well, same as the Shem during the Shem as well, but it's just a small piece of the Ran which will explain Shittas Rashi. Of Rashi we have Tosfos, and then a small piece of the Ran is on Daf. I'll just get it to you. It's on Daf, Dalet Amud Beis in the old print. It's on this Mishnah. The Ran on this Mishnah explains Shittas Rashi. So we have Mishnah, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ran, and then the Gemara until Umi Gaza Reb Yudah. So that's all for today. It's a nice short to get us going. We should have a very good month. Yes, to Shem, we have a time to study during this, during the Sisaina. And yes, Shem, we'll join again tomorrow. Yes, to Shem. So.